Welcome to 50 Ball.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's good, Rio?
Man, not much, man. It's been a long time since we done this.
2 months is hard. 2 months is hard, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we're not going to go on breaks that long again. You know, we just had to recalibrate, get some things straightened out. And, plus, I started school, you know, going for my MBA. So, a lot of late nights doing homework.
That's right, man. We always grinding, and you guys should be ready. We got some brand new content coming for you, so we haven't been slacking. We have a lot of new coming, a new content. So please stay tuned, y'all.
Oh yeah, we're doing a lot of work on the back end. You know, like we got our YouTube channel up. We got some new equipment, new software. So we're gonna be sounding better. We're gonna be looking better. So we're making improvements, man. We're growing. So that's the reason for the break too. You know, we're doing a lot of things on the back end.
That's right. I mean, I'm not gonna grow in height. I mean, we're growing as a show.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, but we're trying to stay positive about the growth part.
Hey, well, this thing take off. We start getting money. You know, money make you look better. He's like, you're more funnier. You're taller. You know, at least in other people's eyes when you get money. So, you know, if this podcast to take off and get us to that point, then you know, at least we'll look taller than people.
Oh, 100%. Because Kevin Hart is taller than me. He's not, but his money make him look like he a lot taller.
Yeah, if he was broke, he'd be a lot shorter. Even though he get the short jokes, he'd be shorter if he was broke. So
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. That's what I'm trying to get that height to grow along with my money to be.
Yeah. Hey, I feel you, man. So, man, shoot, what's the move today, man? What are we jumping into?
We'll talk a little bit of hoops, NBA hoops. It's been, I think, at least, what, 2 or 3 weeks into the season?
Yeah, it's a good season. Most teams are about, what, 8 games in at least?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, it's a good season, man. So, we're going to kick it off with, man. We're going to start with our Lakers.
Yeah, man. So, what you think about the Lakers?
Man, yeah, it's a work in progress. It's a work in progress. But I think it's a work in progress for a lot of teams because with that new NBA change, with the rule changes where teams could be more physical, they started off slow. So, they had the chemistry issues. It was the rule adjustments. And I think that's why a lot of teams started off slower than usual just because – you know, the rule adjustment alone is a lot to get used to. But then, you know, you got 12 new players on the Lakers. So, you know, guys had to get, you know, acquitted to their new roles. But what are they on now? Like a four-game winning streak?
I know they're like about 5-3. And I feel like they've won at least 3 in a row. I know LeBron has had like an abdominal strain, I think, most recently. But they've been able to string together a couple good wins against some teams that are already bad, but you can gain some confidence.
Now, Melo's been looking nice, though. You know, I wanted Melo to come to us years ago. Like, this was, like, even with Kobe still playing, I think he had an opportunity to come, but he ended up going to, like, who did he go to? Was it OKC?
OKC, Houston.
Yeah, he had a couple stops.
Oh, Portland.
Yeah, Portland.
You know, Portland was like begging for him to come for several years too.
No, man, he's a good pickup, man, because the defense can't key in on him. Like, he can really focus on scoring. Like, we don't need him to distribute the ball. Honestly, we don't need him to play the best defense. Like, he just needs to be a spark plug and space the floor out, man. So he's been playing great, you know. So, man, Lakers in a good spot, and they got a lot of good players coming back too, you know, like Trevor Ariza and Wayne Ellington.
Yeah, and Kendrick Nunn.
Yep.
Baller. Horton Tucker. Mm-hmm. So they got, I think they have some really good depth. And I think if they can kind of survive these little injuries early, they should be able to make some headway.
Yeah. No, like you said, man, stay above like stay around the 4 seed. If they at least stay around the 4 seed, they should be good, man. And, you know, it's early in the season. You know, you never know. A 10-game win streak can kick off, and next thing you know, they're like top 2 or 3 in the West.
Exactly. Yeah, just stay away from 6. From 7, 8, and then you don't start playing that play-in tournament stuff,
which is trash. Then you go ahead and get rid of that.
Stop.
It was a gimmick. It worked during the bubble, but it's trash now. I'm not a fan of that.
Because, like, in my opinion, I think it encourages mediocrity. Because the teams that are like 10 and 11. And they already know they're going to be 10 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just stay around there and say, oh, well, you know, we can just hang around here and still get a shot at the playoffs.
Yeah, no, that's true. It definitely bails out bad teams. Like, to me, you need to deserve that 7th and 8th seed. You know, like you said, don't be trying to hover around the 9th and 10th seed and then you can win one or two games straight against somebody in the play-in and get in the playoffs. Like, that's trash, man. I don't like that.
Exactly. So, I know that the league's trying to make more money, but, you know, it's a full season. You don't need to try to make extra money. You know, so, but, you know, is there, like, any team that kind of stands out to you, surprise?
Surprised that Portland is as bad as they are. I guess I shouldn't say too surprised, because they didn't really make any moves in the offseason besides Chauncey Billups. But they need a lot of changes with that roster, man. Like, they need to bring in a whole new set of players. So I guess I can't say I'm too surprised they're doing bad, but I didn't think they'll be this bad. But now Warriors are doing good. You know, Warriors are doing good. The Utah Jazz are doing really good. Number one seed so far, like 7-1.
Yep.
You know, so I can't say I'm too surprised there.
Yeah, I mean, like, some of the prizes, I mean, Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Are you surprised about that? Are you?
I was expecting them to be better, but I didn't think they would come out the gate. I thought it would take some time to gel. They bring in Caruso. I miss Caruso. They bring in DeRozan.
Yep, LaVine.
They already had LaVine and Lonzo Ball. So it's like, they have some good pieces, but, you know, preseason is, you know, they can look good in preseason, like,
yeah,
but you don't think. Preseason is preseason.
Right.
You know what I mean? You win, you don't give you credit. You lose, then, you know, then
it don't count. Like, it's preseason.
You know, it's just whatever, you know. So I'm surprised that they started off as fast as they did.
Nah, that's a solid team, man. I mean, I figured they'll be pretty good. Like, obviously, I don't know what ranking they're going to be, you know, but I definitely thought playoffs because, man, they got some athletic players. Like, you know, Alonzo at the one, and DeRozan at the two, and LaVine at the three. I mean, that's an athletic squad, man, especially in this small NBA.
Yeah.
So you got some long, athletic players, you know, rangy players. You know, they're all capable shooters. You know, DeRozan's probably the worst shooter out the bunch, but he's still, you know, deadly mid-range jumper. That team, man, is pretty versatile. You know, I like the Bulls, especially in the East Coast, where it's not as strong as the West. Like, man, they're looking pretty good, man. Like, I don't know how far they'll go. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say they're going to be finals, but I won't be surprised to see them in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh, man, that's a bold prediction.
I'm not saying they're going to make it. I'm just saying I won't be surprised if they're in there. I'm not predicting they're going to get there because, I mean, it's too – I don't have any predictions yet. I don't know. It's too close. A lot of good teams there.
It's true, man. I mean, they got, you know, Milwaukee and Miami waiting at the gate there. And, you know, Brooklyn's kind of low-key, you know, under there, but, you know, without Kyrie, I mean,
yeah,
they're just as vulnerable as they were as when they got booted out. So
yeah, man.
So is there a team that you're, like, disappointed in, or, like,
disappointed in? I mentioned Portland. The Bucks, you know, right now, it's super early. We talk about playoffs, but, you know, as of now, they're not in the top eight in standings, but that's due to injuries. The Hawks, I say probably the Hawks. You know, I thought the Hawks would come out the gate a little bit faster than what they are. Mm-hmm. You know, because of what? They're bottom of the barrel right now in the East, right? Like, looking at it, the Hawks are 4-5. I thought they'll come out a little bit hotter because it's a young core. They had a good run last year. You know, I thought they'd come out the gate swinging. But I think Trae Young, along with, like, guys like Dame, I think they're still adjusting to this new physical defense. Because, man, that little gimmick stuff ain't working no more. Like, running in front of guys and stopping on a dime and making them run into you so you get the free throws. And he's shooting that floater. That ain't working anymore. So, I think he has to adjust his game, you know, to counter that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I would say, I mean, like, the Hawks, they came out swinging, but not the kind of swinging where you actually connect. It's that swinging where you miss. And you, like, you know when you miss, but you think you did? You think you had a pretty good move,
hey, man,
but you missed the entire striking zone. Like, that's the kind of swing I think Atlanta doing right now.
It's like you're trying to fight Mayweather. Like, you throwing them, but you ain't hitting them. Dude.
You got a lot of attempts, but you're attempting, though.
Yeah.
You're attempting. I mean, like for me, I think I'd say Boston in a way.
Yeah, it's a good one.
You know, because I think I put them in the ignorant category. Like, it's a team that come in with the same team basically, and you fire a head coach that didn't work out, and you promote him to be, what is he, like, the general manager now?
Yep, something like that.
Who gets fired and then promoted?
Wait, was he fired or
Well, they just promoted him. Yeah, but like, when you lose your position, I consider, like, they fired you from that position. But to me, it's like, you don't lose that job and they promote you.
Right.
From doing what?
So you think that's the cause of a lot of the issues right now? Like, the way they handle him?
Yeah, because I think, I mean, he didn't fix a problem by still being the head coach. He had some success, but some of these problems that still leak in the media, like Marcus Smart, you know, lashing out in the media, talking about Jason Tatum and
Jaylen Brown
not passing the ball. It's like, those problems were there under his regime.
It's true.
And you roll into this season, it's still under his regime, but now has more power.
It's true.
I'm like, where does that happen? Where does it happen? Where you're like, okay, you aren't the manager anymore. Oh, but now you director.
Right.
Okay.
How do you think Marcus Smart handled that? I mean, like, it's like a two-question thing. Right. Do you think he did the right thing in calling him out? And do you think he was right or wrong?
I think he's right only because it sounds like he said it before.
Yeah.
Like, the way he said it, I don't think that's the first time he said it.
Oh, definitely not. Yeah.
He sounded like he said it, like, probably to their face. And then maybe he just put it out there just so, like, it's the first time we, as fans, heard it.
Right.
We're like, what? What'd you say that? He probably been saying that.
Yeah, man. I'm with you, man. He's definitely right, but I don't think he should have said it to the media. It's one of them things you keep in-house. Like, they needed to hear it. That's for sure. And like you said, he most likely said it before to him. And again, that could go back to Brad Stevens, because those guys are talented enough to where they can be better playmakers, especially now in this NBA with the way the floor is spaced out and the faster pace. I could, you know, they're averaging like 4 and 3 assists, you know, respectively, between Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
Man, those guys are way more talented than that. They can definitely average at least 5 assists, man. Like, each, you know, playing together. Yeah. I mean, they both can average 5 assists. They can be better playmakers. Like, there are times I'm watching the Celtics and I'm like, you know, I can see them doing a little bit too much. You know, which, I mean, they're the number one and two options, you know, and certain nights they switch. But they do got to get guys more involved, though.
I think that speaks to the problem of not having a real point guard.
But, man, Kimball's supposed to be the answer. But even then, I feel like they had those issues. But that's why I go back to Brad Stevens. Like, you know, you need to – he's a great coach, I think, but he's, like, not figuring out that missing formula of how to get these guys to play better together.
I think he's had too many players that are, like, the same.
Yeah, yep, too many perimeter players, yep.
They lack diversity, you know. And maybe, like, he's had some success when they're missing. He gets players that not working out. You get Kyrie, both put you over the edge. You didn't put nobody over the edge.
Man, I'm blaming Kyrie for that one, though.
Yeah, 100%, you know. But that was the idea. You know?
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad idea.
No.
It just didn't work out. But then you don't get a real point guard. Kemba's good. Not a real point guard, though.
True.
What they have is Prishard guy or something. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what he's supposed to be doing. But, yeah. So, I mean, that's a team I think that's, like, it's been disappointing. But also, I'm like, I put them in the ignorant category to think you can roll in the season with basically the same and be like, we're just going to do better.
Yeah.
A new coach that's hired by the person that was used to be there. But, you know.
Yeah, man. I feel like they're kind of at their ceiling now. Like, I feel like they've been at their ceiling for, like, the past 3 years. Like, the Celtics have always been solid, man. They've always been, you know, perennial playoff teams. But it's just, like, they're not getting over that hump. And I'm not saying that they're stuck at the ceiling. I just feel like they hit a ceiling that they haven't burst through yet. Like, they can bust through that ceiling and keep growing, man. But like you said, I think it's a combination of players, the combination of scheme, the culture is holding them back from doing that.
Yeah.
I feel like they're resting on their loins a little bit. Like, we drafted really good with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And now it's like, you got to take that next step now. Those dudes need to develop into better players. And the organization needs to, you know, put the right players around them to where it kind of covers up their weaknesses. And I don't think they've done that yet.
I think they have definitely got too much caffeine in the system. So, you know, because of that, you stunt your own growth.
Yeah.
You know, when you have too much when you were trying to grow when you was little, you say, like, if you have too much caffeine, it could stunt your growth.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I accuse them of, stunting their own growth. Like, you know, they've had too much of something. Either it's allergies, or, you know, your parents to tell you, you tell you whatever reason for you not getting taller. You know, your allergies is acting up too much, or you had too much coffee. Like,
I heard that before. So that's why to this day I don't drink coffee, because I used to hear that, oh, it'll stunt your growth.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be short. I'm not that tall now, but still, at that age I had, room to grow. So yeah, I didn't drink coffee for that reason.
I blame allergies, so I don't know. But they are like allergic to something. It's, something. It's stunting the Boston Celtics growth.
Yeah. But those players, man, I will say, in terms of what they can't control the type of player that they are. You know, like, they can't control what type of players they're going to be. So they do need to move that ball a little bit more. Like, make an effort of it. Drive, kick it out. Be a decoy, play off the ball more. That's why, again, I think people appreciate Steph. But it can't go undervalued about what he does off the ball. He's not dribbling that ball all the time. He's freeing guys up by just moving without the ball. And, Jaylen Brown and Tatum, they can take something away from that to where just do more of the little things. Make the extra pass, set the screen, play off ball more, be a decoy and get your guy open. There's more than one ways in just driving and kicking that ball. So that's the next step in development for them dudes, man. Just playmaking. And again, it's not limited to you passing the ball. It's limited to just doing other things to get your guys open. So, just get the IQs up, which they can do it. We'll see if they will, but they can.
Yeah, they do. They get it together. And there are teams that, any kind of storyline that kind of stands out to you, I guess, like, beside the team that kind of like is drawing your attention early on.
Let's see. I think the Warriors would be really good. It's honestly exciting to watch them play now. Especially with these same players from last year. Like, it's good seeing those other dudes' growth. Because, man, before, I'm just like, who the heck is Steph playing with? Like, these dudes, man. But now that it's good to see their development. Like, Jordan Poole, Toscano, they still got him. It's good to see all those guys grow and be main contributors. Especially with Damian Lee. He's a real shooter now. Same with the Grizzlies, man. It's good to see a young team take that step forward. Like, I thought the Hawks would be like the Grizzlies, to where they take that step forward and play better. But it kind of regressed, it seems like. But it's early in the season, so But it's still good to see a team like the Grizzlies come out. Like, Jaw, man, he's a superstar. Like, I think I'm gonna call him that, man. I'm not gonna say superstar quite yet. He's a superstar talent, but you gotta earn superstar. You gotta keep doing it over and over again.
Getting there.
He's right there. Like, he's beating on that door, man. Like, he's exciting to watch.
He's getting there, man. And for me, I think gotta be the Ben Simmons story.
The Ben Simmons? Oh, man.
Yeah, the Ben Simmons. I mean, because it's like, I would, like, accuse him of, I know, like, he mentions mental health, why he's been away from the team. He's
bullshit.
Been trying to be away,
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be sensitive mentally. Look, I'd call a spade, man. Like, look, he was getting fined prior to him saying, him mentioning mental health. He wasn't having mental health when he was getting that money.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they withhold it, now you say, oh, well, like, I'm not mentally in the right state. It's like a loophole, and that's messed up. Like,
that's super, like you said, he's playing off people's emotions, because mental health is a hot topic right now, as it should be. But I feel like he's playing it, man, like, because he's not taking the mental health assistance that they're offering him. Like, come on,
he don't have none. He don't have nothing to assess.
No, man.
He's got nothing. He's like, why don't you accept no help? Because you ain't got...
it's almost like somebody faking, like, you're a kid, you act like you're hurt.
All right, guys, thank you for subscribing to 50 Ball, and thank you for listening to us. Please find us on Facebook and like our page, and use any podcast app and look us up, and stay tuned for more content.
Yep, check us out. Thank you for listening, and you'll get more content from us soon.
Peace.